Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate this. And Julie, hello to you. Hello to you, my friend.
Hello, hello. How are you today?
Hello, hello. I'm good. I'm tired, but good. last night, we had a great night. At the Scranton Cultural Center, we had our standing ovation, which is what we call our event for Broadway Theater's presentation of the Sam and Jane Callie Star Award, which goes to a recipient every year who supports the arts, supports Broadway, and it's always a great night. And we've morphed this thing into many things. It's been many, many things in the past. It used to be a big show. It used to be a big gala type event on Saturday evenings. And then it switched with COVID. We took a few years off, and then we ended up doing a virtual dedication to Sandra and Maury Myers during COVID because we had to cancel a couple times due to COVID. And we ended up changing the format the last several years, and we do a Thursday evening with a video presentation, as well as we used to do, which was kind of neat. We used to do an event where I would interview people on the red carpet, so to speak, coming into the event, and then it would air on the screen afterwards. So Mark McGlory from ECTV would do that and then air it on the screen so people could see what people were talking about and how, you know, what they thought about the recipients in live, like it was like right there in real time. And then we switched it to doing taped interviews, which Tony Bartocci of Posture does now. And they do the interview and have it ready to go, and then we show that at the actual event. It's an open bar with like a stations of food, themed food. Posh does the catering. Grant Cultural Center event it is, so the bar is the cultural center, and we had a delightful evening. This year, this year's honorees were the Cooper family, and they are just a delightful group of people, every single one of them. I love them all. They really are so supportive of the community in general, supportive of Broadway theater and the arts, and they just are the greatest group of guys and gals. I just love them. They're delightful people. So we are thrilled that they were there and that they participated and they allowed us to do this. And it was such a great evening, a beautiful evening. Doug Smith the Doug Smith Dixieland All-Star Band performed, and it was a big jazzy. We had a jazzy theme. Jack Cooper loves jazz, and so he comes to a lot, most of Doug's performances. So we jazzed it up with that. The band was great. We had three horns. It was just a lot of fun-filled music, and it was a Mardi Gras kind of theme. And it was really, really, really a great night. Everybody was in good spirits, and we had a wonderful, wonderful night. So thank you, Coopers, for helping us and for being part of this, allowing us to honor you, and just for having a great time. I love this time of year for events because it's getting close to the holidays, so people are, they're busy, but they're in a good spirit, and that just carries over to these events in November. I love it, and I love this event in November. And we just, honest to God, the Cultural Center looked beautiful, posh. Josh and Paul did a phenomenal job with decorating and keeping it going, and as they always do, putting everything together. And I can't even say enough about it. It was a wonderful night. Everybody there had a great time. We stayed to the bitter end, and it was just a lot of fun. So that was my night, Julie, and it was a really a delightful evening. And again, hats off to the Coopers. They're a great group of people. And man, oh man, Julie, the stuff they do for this community and the constant giving back. And they believe it. They're humble people. They believe they're, and now their generation, their children are all doing this. They all work together. And it's wonderful to see a business of family members continuing to live on with their family's tradition and keeping Coopers. I think they're like 76 or 77 years old, the restaurant. So it's been around a long time, and people love it, and it just keeps getting better. So yay to the Cooper family for a wonderful evening, and to Broadway and all that helped us at Broadway Theater. Mike Straub was there, Julie, doing his wonderful photography. I mentioned Doug, ECTV, Chris Menichetti from Endeavor did the sound, the Scranton Cultural Center folks, and all that went on there. It's a big, you know, when you show up in an event, if you're not someone who necessarily does events, I always say this, that people think it just magically happens. You wave a wand, yeah, and it just, oh, look at all. But there's right. So much involved and so many details to every event, and making sure. And then one thing I think about all the time, because I'm someone who does this, is that when you walk in and the day of, I always have these, like, hold my breath kind of fearful moments, like, what if this doesn't show up? What if you do this? What if this happens? How do you do? It's always that fear of, with any event, anything you do, but specifically for events, is just, you just worry, Julie, because you just don't, yes, you course. Just don't really know. Like, what if something goes, or did I forget this? And in my mind, I'm always like, okay, I called this, I did this. And then this week I called Frank. I said, Frank, I just need to clear this with you, so you know that this is, I took care of this, touch base with this. Everybody's good. Did I miss anything? Because it can be a little fear. I guess it's because you don't take yourself that seriously. You have to have all those butterflies and all those things that happen when you have to perform and you have to do things, and you just make sure it goes well. So I can say with 100% certainty that everybody did their part, and it really was a wonderful evening. So, and thank Sounds you to great. All of our sponsors, because they are all over the place, and we are grateful for that. And people who took out ads, the book was beautiful, the invitations were beautiful. Allied Services, big shout out to them for their help in this. And it just, their printing department and Mike DePue, they're just phenomenal people in pulling this all off. So it was great. So thank you. And on to next year. The day after is always right. Like, what's going to go on next year? You just right. kind of think yep. like that.
You're but, so yeah. happy when a big event is over and everything went well. And, you know, when you're the person involved in the planning, it's that big sigh of relief, and you're just so happy. But then I used to go immediately into, okay, we got to start planning the next thing. The next,
oh yeah,
you know, that euphoria really didn't last long for me. And I'm thinking back to the days of, I mean, you did first night. So I think no matter what you do after first night, it's going to be cake, Laurie, because that was epic. And you did that for
well,
how many years?
2 years I chaired that. Two years I was chairman of First Night. And it was I co-chaired it with Bernie Mayapolsky the first year that we did it together. That was the first time, I should say.
And that was my second first night.
Okay. And then the second time I did it was with Marco and Doug. And we did it one other time. And that was huge. And all of the planning, the thing about First Night was all of your holiday season was taken up with all of these things because First Night was the first night of the year. And it was huge. It was huge.
Right.
But it was so much fun and so much the people, and you know, Julie, the committee and we look back at that shot, that famous shot over at the Trolley Museum that we took with all of us and all the people that we worked with and how it all came together. I mean, Julie, that was a huge undertaking.
It was amazing. And that, you know, that was one of the happiest times of my life was when
I had a blast too.
And worked on that project with all of you. I loved it. I was so happy at that point. But that was, that for people who maybe are new to the area or don't remember, First Night was a New Year's Eve arts and culture celebration in downtown Scranton. It was family oriented, so it was an alcohol-free event, which was interesting and an interesting pitch at that point. And it was incredible. The logistics of it were really incredible because we had, when we say it was huge, what we mean by that is we had 50 venues in downtown open for two shows per venue. So that's 100 acts that night, in one night.
Mm-hmm.
And it would start around 4 or 5 o'clock, you know, for the young kids. We would have things over at Elm Park Church, and there would be activities there, you know, clowns and coloring and games. And the marketplace at Steamtown, which at that point was the mall, they were open early, too, for the real young kids. And then as the night went on, we had more activities that were maybe more geared towards adults. But at the end, we would have 10,000, 15,000 people out on Courthouse Square at midnight doing the countdown, watching fireworks. And the last year I did it, I remember Marco and his band playing behind us doing the countdown. And there was just a sea of people as far as the eye could see. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
And I'll tell you, Julie. And all volunteer driven. That year, the first year we did this, that I did this with Bernie, it was 55 degrees. It was a beautiful, beautiful day, beautiful evening. The fireworks were fabulous. I mean, this is way back when Joe Corcoran was county commissioner, and the commissioners and Randy Castellani, and they were on the bandstand, the city's bandstand. Is that what it's called? Am I saying that right? It is, right? Not bandstand. Mobile. The
showmobile.
Showmobile. Jesus, thank you.
Yes.
And
showmobile.
So we had that. We were all up there watching these fireworks and thousands of people all over Courthouse Square. It was huge and incredible, and it was one of the most really fulfilling things I've ever accomplished because as leading that as a chairperson, all volunteer, and to have all of those people helping and making it work. It was so much fun, all done by Scranton Tomorrow. It was a huge undertaking, and the money that was raised and the cooperation of the county and the city all working together to make this a phenomenal event. And the money that everybody, the sponsorships that you had to come in, because if we didn't have that,
It was a small fee to buy your button to get into everywhere, and then of course you had to buy your own food and stuff like that. But it was it was very affordable, yeah. Very family friendly. And not only that, Julie, not only did we do it earlier for the younger kids, we did it earlier for the older population of people who would not be out later. They didn't want to get involved in that kind of stuff. Some did, some didn't. But we made sure that was available, and they had at the crafts and the activities and the stuff to do. I mean, it was all over the place. And it was run by a group of volunteers, a large group. It was an army of people. But nonetheless,
that committee was like 25 people large. I mean, it was, and everybody worked.
And the meetings. Yes, the lunchtime meetings.
Oh, my goodness, we had so many. But it was amazing, and it was a credit to everyone involved at every level. It just shows you what can be done. But hey, you know what we're out of time for this segment.
I know. So we are. We're going to take a quick break. But remember, anything you put your mind to and you get people to jump on with you and you make it work, it can all happen. That was a phenomenal event. So anyway, here we are. We're going to talk a little bit more about some holiday stuff coming up next. But we will be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel, the producer of this fine show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. And Jule, I know what you can do. Let everyone else know, please. Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
There we go. So, Jewel, we were talking. You had a question you wanted to ask me that you said you were going to surprise me with regarding the holidays. So
yeah.
Let's start off with that, baby.
Okay. Well, I want to know if you have put up any Christmas trees yet, because I am noticing a trend, it seems. I feel like all of my friends already have their trees up this year. It seems like it's happening earlier, and a lot of my neighbors, they flipped the switch from Halloween to Christmas immediately. It was like flawless. And so there's a lot of houses decorated in my neighborhood. They look beautiful. So I know that you take a lot of time and care in decorating your house every year. It looks spectacular. I love, love, love everything you do inside and out. And so as I'm noticing, so my friends are sending me pictures like, look, Jewel, I put my tree up. Oh, look, I'm going to put the other three out. You know, I'm like, everybody's tree crazy this year. And I had to think of you immediately. I'm like, I wonder about my Laurie, if she is already getting into the spirit at her house, or are you a purist who waits until Black Friday to get that started? So where are you at with it?
Well, number one, I do not have anything up yet, except I do have this beautiful wreath that my sister, who owns Cadden Florist, and she's wonderful at what she does. I bought a wreath at Home Goods, and I asked my sister to embellish it for a beautiful, like, orange. I love orange. And it's out. She had it ready for me for weeks, and I just didn't get it. And so my son brought it home on went last Saturday, because my Tommy works for Barbara on Saturdays, and he brought it home, and I hung it on my front door, and it's beautiful. My awnings are still up, and they have orange in them.
Right.
Because I just love that color, terracotta-ish color. And, including the inside of my house, I have a lot of things in orange. So, I do have it on my front porch, and things are being, my furniture actually is being put away, and under, you know, off my deck and off my front porch for the winter, and that's happening tomorrow. So I do have my awnings, as I said, are still there, so they have a fall appeal to them anyway, and they'll be down, from what I hear, by the end of next week. So I do have that wreath, and I will keep that wreath up until Christmas. But the day after, now Easter is, or until Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is late this year, and it's so quick, you know, it's less than a month before Christmas, I will push forward that weekend. And try to get some things out. My son and Katie will be home for Thanksgiving, and they will come they'll come the Friday after. So I'm debating if I will have any of my trees up, because I am having company for the holiday for Thanksgiving, where it's not a lot, but I'm having three people to our three, and so there'll be six of us here, which will be, it's perfect for me. And I don't know if I'm going to throw any stuff out. I don't know. I have these fabulous pilgrims hanging in my kitchen that are cloth. They're like, I'm a big fan of in my bedroom I have all these witches, these handmade witches, and they're fabulous. And they have cloth material on them, and they're beautiful. They're works of art, and I like, they hang on my walls. And I have all kinds of, like, for lack of a better word, I don't want to use the word doll, because they're not a doll, but they're folk art, and they're all over them in different spots in my house, as you know. And
yeah.
So I bought these two pilgrims, because I've never really had anything in the pilgrim form, and they're fabulous. So they're hanging in my kitchen, and I do have my pumpkins still out and about, and my witches, because I do keep those things out through Thanksgiving, because I like that. So I probably will not do anything, except I have, and I probably will do this. I did buy a new tinsel tree this year, Jewel, And I have these great old fashioned, I think I told you, tinsel trees that go on my mantle in my living room. And they're fabulous. Mm-hmm. So I bought this tree. I got it at Home Goods. It goes in my stand that I usually put a fresh tree in. And I decided I'm not doing that. Did we talk about this, and was this on something else? I'm putting a tree outside on my deck this year because I'm not going to have my awning up because of the collapse.
I think we talked about it off air.
What?
I think we talked about it. I think we talked about it off the air.
I don't think
we talked about it on the show. But yes, I did.
All right, so I'm putting a tree up, a real tree out on my deck. And I have a fire pit and my rockers, and they'll be out on my deck for the winter. And then, I think what I'll do is right now, just to see if it fit in my stand, my tree stand, because I put it in an old-fashioned beverage container, and it's got a big brass tub. It's great. And so this thing fit perfectly in the brass tub. So I think I'm going to, because it's been sitting up undecorated in my living room, because I was making sure it fit and it worked. And so I think I may decorate that and have that lit for Thanksgiving just to see how it's going to look. I may or may not do that, but that's the only thing that I will do because I will, over the weekend, maybe that's Saturday. I don't know. It may not be till Monday because Saturday we have a busy day. We're going to get our real trees. Sean and Katie are going to pick out a tree and take it back to the city with them. And we're going on the trolley ride that Saturday. I already have my tickets. And the trolley's lit and Santa's on the train. And it's just a lot of fun. It's weekends only now through the end of the year. Uh-huh. So looking forward to doing that. So Saturday we have a very busy day anyway. So I don't think I'll get to it. And Sunday is the event at the Scranton Cultural Center, the Buy Local, Jewel. So that's going to be, and my buddy Joe's going to be there selling his goods. And I told him I would come and help him for a couple hours. So Sunday is sort of not available. And so since Joe is helpful to me getting all my stuff down and in and out, he carries the stuff, and then I do all the work from that point at my house.
Okay.
And you know, Christmas trees are everywhere in my house because I could. And I'm going to channel Lynn Evans because she used to say, "Okay, it's time." She knows that if I say something, I would break out into song, and I will do that. That Christmas trees are my favorite thing, and I will say, "Oh, Christmas tree, the greatest Christmas symbol." So there you go, Jewel. I have to like break out. And I love trees. They are in every room of my house, big ones, small ones, not real, but old-fashioned, cool-looking, folk arty, because I'm all about that, trees. And I have different decorations for it. I'm a freak about it, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love the lights, my wreaths. I have berry wreaths all over my house, and I have lights in those, and they all light up. And it's very, you know, I put a lot of time and energy into it because I love it. Love it, love it. So,
okay, but
no,
so,
and
but
yes.
You're kind of waiting. Yeah, you're kind of waiting for the bulk of it.
I am waiting.
Okay.
I am. And I do see a lot of houses lit, and I love having my house lit for the holiday. So, I get why people want to do it earlier because A, it takes a lot of work. It's planning. Yeah. The weather's nicer, so people take advantage of doing outside work on their properties because of that. So I think that's why you see that a lot. But I don't know. Have at it. You know, the lights will be soon. We tease Doug Smith and I talk all the time. He'll in June we'll say, "Are we going to see the lights?" Because we're always going off to see our the lights up at Naog and the lights at Stonehenge. So we tease about that. And I said, "Don't worry, it'll be here before you know it." And lo and behold, here it is. So
it is. It's here. And
have at it. Do whatever makes you happy.
That's what I say, because sometimes I'm hearing people critical about it. Oh, it's too early. You know, I don't
know.
Who am I to say when somebody decorates their home? If this brings you joy, and it makes you feel good and happy, do it. For goodness sake, it's not hurting anyone. And I think I think the reason some people are doing it this year so early is because I think it does, I think people are longing for something to make them feel centered and comforted. I think it's a comfort thing. This has been a hard year, and I think this is something that kind of soothes everybody. And so if that's what you're doing and what you want to do, go for it. I am going to, I think I'm going to put a small one up in my bedroom soon, as soon as I have time, because I'll do it before Thanksgiving, because I was thinking about how much I love a nice tree. I am a fan of the Christmas tree. It is one of my favorite parts of the holiday. And years ago, I would do exactly what you do, put up multiple trees. A couple of times I bought real trees. This was a long time ago.
Oh,
but
wow.
I would have one in the dining room, one in the front hallway, one in the living room, the front living room. And then, behind our living room, there's another large room, and that's what we always called the library. So we put one in there. That was kind of like our TV room. But because there are bookshelves built in from ceiling to floor in that room, it looks like a library. So we just always called it that. And there were years when I had four live trees going, which is now I look back, I'm like, I don't know how I did that. That's a little crazy, but I did. And I had a different theme for each one. And, it just made me so happy to do that. So the trees and baking Christmas cookies, these were just two of my favorite things always. And now I have shifted to artificial trees, not because I love the smell of a real tree, but when you have cats around, once I had Violet, I didn't know how she was going to be with a real tree. I didn't want her to eat it and get sick. So as it turned out, Violet was a total, she was so good. I mean, she didn't do anything. She would lay under the tree and just, go to sleep and purr. She loved it. She never did anything to it. She never tried to eat it. But at that point, I went to artificial. And I kind of like them because you do have that control. You can put them up now if you want. You can't put a real tree up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the fake ones,
but I love the time. Julie, I love when you go by and see all the trees ready for people to buy, and there's just fun. That's brisk, the cold. It is fun. And you're right. This year has been crazy and so uncertain, still is for so many people. And so if a little thing like that can make you feel better, then light it up, baby, and do what you have to do. That's it. So anyway, we're going to take a break. We have our dear friend Holly coming up next, Holly Sirachi from ERA One Source, who is an associate broker, and she'll be up talking about some interesting topic with real estate this year, or some interesting information about real estate. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is you're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with us, with me and us, is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Yay! And with us is one of our favorites around here, Ms. Holly Sirachi, who is an associate, an associate broker with ERA One Source Realty. Holly has been doing this for 20-some years. She's a doll. You see her all over the place. We love her. We love her. And we're talking about some funny stuff, but some fun stuff and some interesting stuff about real estate. And ERA has about 80-some agents in 5 offices in 10 counties. So, as I said, they're all over the place. And Holly is one of those lovely people who has been associated with. How long are you with Sunita, Hal?
3.5 years now already.
There you go, baby. I remember, real quickly, I remember walking in a couple years ago to the office because, as we all know, I have my license hung with ERA, but I do referring only right now. But I walked in and Holly was in the lobby area, and I was like, and we started talking. I said, "Oh, Holly!" I had no idea Holly was with ERA, and I was thrilled because I love the Sirachi family, and Holly's just a doll of a person. So anyway, that's a nice introduction, huh, Holly?
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby. And then we ran into each other at Basilico's, and guess what, Hal? I'm going up for dinner tonight.
Me too. I'll see you there.
Okay, then I'll see you up there. Okay, but anyway, Holly, we were talking. You and Julie had a great conversation before I jumped on, and lots of stuff, and we're a little like, oh, are you kidding? So let's tell everybody what we were talking about.
So in our area, which used to be one of the most affordable places to live, post-COVID, the prices just went through the roof. You know, the average house, this is just using this as an example, is about $239,000. You know, your student loans do play a factor in getting pre-approved for a loan. This administration and the feds are now talking about a 50-year mortgage because housing affordability just does not exist. And it's sad because people can't afford to purchase a home. And I've mentioned this in the past, like, you know, for the example of Clark Summit, I live in Clark Summit, your average 3-bedroom home, historically speaking, was 176, to 180 around there. And, you know, it could be like a traditional bi-level or something of that nature. Very affordable. Now that same house is well over $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And with the interest rates higher, not high, I mean, there's been interest rates as high as 18%, but, you know, we're sitting around 6.34% for a conventional 30-year mortgage. A lot of individuals just can't afford that and the down payment. So now there's talk of a 50-year mortgage.
Wow.
And while, you know, at first glance, you think, oh, my goodness, you know, you're going to have a mortgage into your 70s, possibly 80s. We have to get people into homes. And, you know, the alternative would be to rent temporarily to save money. However, as you know, you cannot get anything, probably, I don't even know, under $2,000 a month for rent. That's decent. And it's a major concern. You know, I look at it, we're not an area that has a lot of rentals to begin with. But trying to place people in a home is a little scary right now. So 50-year mortgage would definitely help these people for sure.
Of course, because now we're taking it out 20 years beyond the average, the longest 30 years. So, and that would make a major difference in somebody's monthly payment. I have not heard this, so that's fascinating to me. But it's absolutely true, especially because you're right. We used to be known for that, and things have changed drastically here, which is good for homeowners because your property values are higher. But that being said, let's talk about the rent part of this. If you want, like you were, use the word decent, Holly. You know, a lot of these places downtown and otherwise who have these great apartments and their communities, some of them are even like smaller communities. It's great and pet friendly, Julie, as you mentioned, which is so important for people because that's often a stipulation. You can move here, but you can't bring your pets. And people will sacrifice that because what are they going to do? Give up their pet? And some people have had to, but most people don't want to. And it's a terrible thing because there's to have to make a decision like that. But some people are forced to do that. And so the other thing is if you get into say you own a multi-unit property yourself and it's in the middle of a neighborhood, people taking those apartments, which is great for your, you know, investment side. But what about the uncertainty that the renter feels like, well, what if somebody sells my house and then I have to leave or I'm forced to leave or I understand if we have a lease, we're safe, but who knows what the rent's going to be? The rental amount is not safe. You may have to abide by the lease because it's enforced. But what about the rates and what things can happen with people who want to make more money and jack up the price? I mean, I have had that happen to several friends of mine, even recently, that they want to move. They can't because they have a pet. They wanted to move to a certain area. No pets allowed. They're afraid of staying in a house. I had a friend who bought a home, ended up buying a home later in life that did not really necessarily want to do, but because was the house was going to be put on the market. And it was it's a duplex, and they thought if I don't buy it, I might be forced to have to move and take, and I don't want to, so they invested in the property, and that wasn't something they wanted to do. I mean, so Holly, how do you help people with that? So this might be one of those things to get them into home ownership is to give them an extended period of time to pay the mortgage. So how are people looking at that? How are agents and banks and stuff looking at that? Do you know?
Well, let me say one thing about those with pets. I've had numerous people, clients, and people that I know, they will give a substantial deposit
yep.
for a pet. and mm-hmm. and then the homeowner, I mean substantial, if that is an option for someone, and the homeowner will allow it. I went on a listing appointment yesterday, and older couple, they have been in their home, they purchased it in the 70s, looking to, you know, it seemed like there were some health concerns going on there. And, you know, she said to me, I think we need to downsize, and the house was not big, or like possibly go to an apartment. And I'm standing there thinking to myself, oh my goodness, have you looked at the cost of renting right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's probably more affordable for you to stay in your home.
Right.
And, you know, I remember, you know, when I came out of college and what have you, you know, you could get an apartment for $500-$600 a month.
I know.
And at the end of the day, I don't know how to solve this. I'm certainly not an economist, but the wages just do not meet what the price of the housing or rent is. And I could tell you it's everywhere. You know, when my daughter graduated college from New York City, and, you know, she was got a job, like got three offers right as soon as she graduated. And I was dumbfounded at the offers, because I had this preconceived notion that you're in New York City, the cost of living is substantially higher, you would definitely be making at least six figures, right? Nope.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah.
One of the offers was $34,000.
Oh!
And it was $34,000. And let me tell you, it was a very, very well-known luxury brand that we spend tens of thousands of dollars if you want a purse or clothing item, and it was a six-month contract.
Oh, my God.
$34,000.
And that's in the city where you can't get anything. I know. Because I know my son and my new daughter-in-law, they just moved into back to New York. And they... I can't, when I think about the price that they paid before when they were there, before they moved to Connecticut for a month or a year to do when Sean was doing his clerkship and now moved back, the difference in price is unbelievable. I you think, what are these people doing? And they all do
right.
it.
Well, it's, you know, and people, oh, we help her out. And people say, oh, you're enabling. I'm like,
oh, please.
Her rent is more than double of my mortgage. She has, believe it or not, two rooms, which is a luxury, right? And, I mean, she has a great job, but what are we to do? I mean, it's like we did not have to depend on our parents, you know, when we got out of school and what have you, but that's just not the world that we live in today, and I don't know how to fix it, but, you know, housing affordability, where is the money going to? You know, employers have to obviously, you know, keep their businesses open and what have you. So they can't necessarily, you know, pay employees more, but yet the cost of living and rent is and or mortgage are through the roof. So it's just not meshing. And,
no.
You know, so therefore people are staying in their houses longer or they're not moving because they don't have an option.
Right. Well, it's certainly true, Holly. So that additional time would really, really cut down on an average monthly payment.
For sure.
My God, that would be huge.
Yes, it would be a Band-Aid on a very large problem.
Yeah. Well, and for us, we're grateful to have these developers putting all this availability to the downtown, and people, those places are packed, and there's you know, a lot going on, and people love the luxury. I mean, I've spoken to a few people who have moved to Lace Village, and they love it. And quite honestly, full disclosure, I love it there. I think it's incredible. And I have people who are my age who sold their house and moved there, and they love every minute of being from, you know, being a homeowner for, you know, 30, 40 years. And now they said, I like this community. I like what the ability, not worrying about the upkeep and this, that, and I'm willing to pay the extra because I don't have to do all the other stuff that goes along with it. It's like, if something happens, it's like, my toilet is broken. I need help. You right. know, there's that luxury to that. So, but if you're somebody who would extend that for 20, regardless of how old you are when you still have a mortgage, it's an option. And if that could help, I hope it goes through. I hope it works, and I hope it all, you know, someone's given going forward.
Absolutely. Yep. Housing affordability should be on everybody's mind right now, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hopefully we will hear more about this. So this is very interesting. So Holly, thank you for your time today and for all of your expertise. As always, we truly appreciate it. If you see Sunita today, give her my love, or when you next see her. And again, we'd like to thank Sunita Arora for her constant ability to support this show, and I love her, and I thank you. So we will see you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll see you tonight, but have a great Thanksgiving to you and your family and everybody else. Thank you. So we will see you next week, and we appreciate you listening. Have a great weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.